Gimel Mishnah Beis. Asocher par mechavero. Person rents a cow from his friend. Vishilo la'acher. And he then lends the cow to somebody else, a third party. This lending to the third party, the Rav points out, was done with the reshus of the owner of the cow. Because we hold that any type of shomer that gives it over to another shomer, you're not off the hook. The initial owner didn't give you reshus to go and lend it out to somebody else. He specifically wanted you, and we only know that he gives you reshus. But here, he obviously had the maskir, the person that rented it out to him, the owner, he had his reshus, and he lent it to somebody else. Umesa kedarka, and the animal died a natural death, the way it would normally go. Yishava hasoicher shemesa kedarka. Let's say Reuven is the maskir, the owner. He gives it to Shimon, who's renting it. So Shimon now swears, shemesa kedarka, that it died in its regular way, and therefore he's an ones. Shimon had to have known for sure, like seen that the animal died, while it was in Levi's reshus. Shimon lent it to Levi. The Hashoel, who's Levi, Levi's the borrower, Yishal Nesocher. Who does he pay? He pays Shimon. Once the animal dies, Shimon is the one that acquires the animal when it dies Ba'ones. Because a Socher is Potter from Onsin, and this is a Ones. And the Shoel, who's Chayiv in Onsin, who does he pay? He pays the Socher. And it's really from the death of the animal is which Shimon acquires it. Not because Shimon swears, even though the Rav seems to imply that it's from the fact that Shimon is swearing that he for sure knows that it died by Ones. That's not what makes Shimon acquired. It's the death of the animal, Tosentov points out. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ketzad Hala Oisa Schara B'Farasa Shel Chavero. How's this going to work out? How are you allowing this guy Shimon to like do business with Reuven's cow? Shimon's really winning out over here. Shimon's renting the cow. So let's say he pays $10 a day for the cow. He pays him $10 in the Rishus of Reuven, of course. Shimon goes and lends it to Levi. Now this $1,000 cow dies. Shimon swears that it was Ba'ones, that he knows that it died. He saw that it died. Machmas Balachto. Reuven loses out. But now Shimon, guess who gets paid? Shimon, who lent it to Levi. Levi now pays Shimon whatever the value of the cow was. Because Levi's chayven on sin. So how are we allowing Shimon to benefit? And it's really, that's not really the point. The main point is, Rav Yossi holds that the socher, Shimon, does not acquire the animal with the death of the animal. That even after the animal dies, even the third party, Levi, has to pay directly the owner. Elatachser Paul Abaylam. You pay back the initial owner. It's because when the socher lent it to Levi, he did it with the shlichus of the maskir of Reuven. Like it's a shlich, Reuven appointed him to go and lend it to Levi. Therefore, when it dies, Levi pays Reuven directly. That's what the Rosh says. Elatachser Paul Abaylam. Rather, Levi pays Reuven directly, and the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.